This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute radio show for Father's Day, June 2008. Our guest is President Thomas Jefferson, one of our founding fathers of our nation. Scientist, naturalist, architect, father, grandfather, and musician. He is a multi-talented man whose family adores him. Thomas Jefferson's granddaughter, Ellen Randolph Coolidge, described the technical skill of her dear grandpapa as follows. Mr. Jefferson played, I believe, very well indeed, but not so well as to stand comparison with many other persons. No amateur violinist could hope to equal a professor. President Thomas Jefferson, what did you think of music, and how long did you practice?
I regarded music as a delightful recreation through life, and this favorite passion of my soul. Music became a lifelong companion from boyhood days when I first picked up a fiddle and wrote down country tunes in my notebook. I was devoted to the violin, practicing 3 hours a day, studying with teacher Francis Alberti of Williamsburg. By the time I enrolled in the College of William and Mary, I had achieved a proficiency that brought regular invitations from Royal Governor Francis Fouquier to play chamber music in the palace. My associates included harpsichordist Robert Carter of Nominy Hall, one of the wealthiest men in Virginia, and cellist John Tyler, later elected governor. Years afterward, I recall that at Fouquier's dinner table, I have heard more good sense, more rational philosophical conversation than in all my life besides. My first introduction to Patrick Henry came at the home of Nathaniel Dandridge in Hanover County in 1760. Henry, no mean fiddler himself, proved a boon friend over a Christmas holiday. Music played a part in my courtship with my wife, Martha Skelton Jefferson. She became a widow early in life. She was only 22 when she found herself singing and playing her harpsichord while I accompanied her on my violin. We shared a marriage filled with love and devotion. It began the evening we made music together. I hired the best teachers of the day to teach my children the harpsichord. In a letter to my oldest daughter, I wrote, "Do not neglect your music, for music will be a companion which will sweeten any hours of your life." At the age of 74, I was in retirement from public duties, enjoying life to the fullest at Monticello. I wrote that music is invaluable where a person has an ear. It furnishes a delightful recreation for hours of respite from the cares of the day and lasts us through life. Thank you, President Jefferson, for sharing your passion for music with Madeline's one-minute radio show for June 2008.